Jeremiah chapter 37. A lion in God's cause must be a lamb in his own cause. And God gave Jeremiah favor in the eyes of the king. The Lord God can make even the cells of prison become pastures to his people, and will raise up friends to provide for them, so that in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. We do not know if it was a business trip or was his desire to set aside a time to be alone with God, but the fact is that Jeremiah was arrested and falsely accused of treason, whipped, and confined to the Sistrin. As in Joseph's case in Egypt, the king sent him to meet in secret and ask him for help, hoping it would give him a good prediction. With all the boldness that characterized his entire ministry, Jeremiah, like a spiritual lion, did not hesitate to answer that the king would be handed over into the hands of the enemy. However, Jeremiah feared that if he returned to the underground dungeon, a kind of water well or underground vault, where he had been placed, he would not survive, and with the submission of a lamb, he advocates for his own cause. Proverbs 16:7 is then fulfilled. When we please the Lord, even our enemies make friends with us. Lord, give me courage and boldness to proclaim the truth, and make me meek and humble of heart, as Jesus wants to be.